Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
I mean, we know the statistics. We hear about it, the percentages that minority founders, you know, are able to have access to. What was that like for you, obviously, being a minority, being a woman founder? Talk about that.
I really liked being an outsider in the sense. It was similar to when I decided to start the business from NASA. At first, people were telling me, hey, you've got to go with a pitch deck, go to the Valley, go to VCs. But the VCs weren't trying to rock with me. They didn't think that there was a market for what I was looking to do. Business has been around for 10 years. You're wrong, right? So one of the things that I like to say is stop taking advice from people who haven't done what you're trying to do. With Lingo, I'm like, I don't think I want to raise venture capital. I know what the stats are. They're terrible. how do I look at the model and how do I flip the model on its head? Because that's what I do. And when I looked at it, I said, VCs get their money from family offices. Why don't I try to hit up a couple of family offices? Now, I know why people don't typically hit up family offices, but I was determined once again to try, and I had the time. And oh, by the way, I had the patience because I'm already running a business that's successful that I've had for 10 years. So let's try to figure this out. So I made a list of family offices who were in businesses that I thought that could be strategic investors. And the gamble that I made was, well, if I can get a multi-billion dollar family who has the right investment mindset and is willing to support me and understands the long term of what I'm looking to do, can I also bring in traditional capital? And the answer was yes. So I did a founder-led seed round where I brought in $1.5 million from a family office, and then I went to the other VCs and said, do you want to play?
And how did that work out?
It worked out well, because if I've already brought in $1.5 million and you're going to chip in $100,000, that $1.5 million is going to help your $100,000. So I basically de-risked the round for you. And that's one of the areas that I've been big on telling other minorities to pursue, is what I call friendly patient capital. I call my investors like they're my dad. I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? Here's what I'm working on. And part of the things that were not, non-negotiable for this family was that you were going to do good and you are going to do well, right? It's not just the dollar, it's about the legacy. And so when I tell them that kids in Ghana are doing our kits, have the video, love it, they're like, that's what you're supposed to do, right? Go out and make that impact. Whereas some people who have, you know, domestic VCs are not necessarily as lucky to have people who think in that way.
So, okay, so you raise the money. That helps you with infrastructure and employees, I'm assuming. So are you raising more money? What's the goal?
Yes.
There's more.
What's the?
You can definitely hit me up if you want to send a check. I accept check.
New round.
How much are you trying to raise?
I would like to raise about $1 million more and plot a path to our Series A, and I'll tell you why. Some of our clients are big firms. I'm talking Siemens, General Dynamics. General Dynamics has been a customer of ours for the last 3 years. Microsoft buys from us. Right, we have big companies who have engineers who buy from us.
What do they buy the software?
They buy the kits.
So they can teach their employees?
They have their employees go into the schools, or they provide it as capacity building for the schools that they sponsor. And as I started to do this, we started talking to school districts. Shout out to Syracuse School District. And I'm realizing that this mission and this need is even bigger than I knew. Like when I thought about it, I was like, oh, we're just gonna ship out some kits. But it's really become about how can we help make a district better? And that is a problem of a much larger magnitude, and it takes more time. And we're also now building custom kits. Like we're about to drop 3 whole space lessons. We got a climate satellite, we got a buggy coming out. That buggy's a moon rover. And we also have a rocket launch. And in building out all this content, I'm like, you know what, Bo? We need to take a little bit more capital, take our time, and really do something that is gonna move the needle.
How many lessons are inside these kits? Because I'm thinking, and this was in elementary, middle school, and obviously high school, probably different, but it felt like they were just for semesters. And so there was a semester worth of lessons, and there was a new set of kids, so 4 semesters, 4 dupes of kids in a grade every year. How many lessons are inside of your kits right now?
So it depends on what you want. And this is the beauty of it, because we designed this to be flexible. You can have 2 to 3 semesters worth in your kit if you want. It's all about what you ask us for. Like, so we developed content for every lesson for the classroom. And you could teach that over a semester, you could teach it over 2.
So school districts aren't really buying it for you for the most part. It's corporations that's buying it.
It's mostly been corporations. If you're out in a district, hit me up. I mean, I think the challenge, right, is there's a lot going on in the district environment. And we've got some good connections and we're making progress, but this is where I'm not ashamed to say I need help. The people who purchase from us, they love us, But I started to realize what we were really up against when it comes to like ads and marketing and all of that stuff. And that's really why I was like, I got to go back to the drawing board and raise more money, because I did not know how expensive it was to really advertise and reach some of these people.
Is it a price point issue? Because I feel like schools waste so much money on some of the most ridiculous things, and they do it repetitively every single year. Yeah. And so when you're approaching schools or school districts, are they saying, well, it's the price point, or we don't have it in the budget this year? Like, what is the resistance you feel? Because every school has STEM. So I'm just trying to figure out what would be the resistance.
So we actually do not see resistance once we get in front of the right person. Okay. What I see is the amount of money that I have to invest to have somebody reach out, form the relationship, do the presentation, put the proposal in front of whoever has to make the decision, close the deal, and then get paid can be roughly 6 to 8 months. And that's really where we have to support the operation until they can close the deal. And so the challenge in my mind is, how can we do more of these deals and shorten the time?
So what's the ultimate vision for the company?
My vision for Lingo would be to not only be a global provider of immersive STEM experiences, like I would like to get to the point where some of our boxes interact with Oculus, but to combine that with the entrepreneurship thing. Because when I teach the Lingo box in the Bahamas, and I've had this camp for nearly 10 years, I couple it with entrepreneurship, and then I give kids money to go out and try to run their business. Because I believe that you don't have to have a college degree to be a multimillionaire. You just need to have entrepreneurship skills. And it's like a muscle. The more that you exercise it, the stronger that you're going to get. So I want students trying to build their first startup when they're 12 or they're 13. Because by the time they're 20, they're going to be beasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.